The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We subscribe to 5 and occasionally get little supplements as well. From Woman's Day, a little something for your smile file. January 21st is National Hugging Day. I'm giving you a little bit of time to prep for that. Spread some hugs on the 21st, National Hugging Day. From Woman's World, help me beat the blues. We all feel the blahs from time to time, but if sadness or negativity lingers, our experts suggest easy and effective ways to lift your mood quickly. Gain greater clarity. Subheading, look a little deeper. The first thing to do is get a little curious, encourages mental health expert Maggie Vaughn, Ph.D. Examine exactly what you're feeling. Sadness, grief, guilt. Once you name the emotion, you gain a sense of your options. If you're sad, you might ask yourself if it's because of a specific circumstance you can do something about. She says a mistake we often make is to judge our negative emotions, but this only compounds them. It's important to treat yourself with compassion. Next, flourish with 3 C's. We have 3 basic emotional needs. And when they're being met, we thrive, reveals organizational psychologist Tasha Urich, Ph.D., who calls these fundamentals of fulfillment the 3 C's, confidence, choice, and connection. If your confidence is under assault by a difficult boss, for example, is there something outside of work, like volunteering, that can help restore your sense of competence? Similarly, for choice and connection, ask yourself where you can exert autonomy and whom you can lean on. When one of these needs is frustrated, we can compensate in another area. If you don't have a lot of choice, nurture your connection, or vice versa. It's called need crafting, and it puts us back in the driver's seat. Ease worries with 2-2-2. When you're overwhelmed, plan what you're going to do in the next 2 minutes. 2 hours, and 2 days, urges Urich. Each of those time frames has a different goal, she says, adding that the first 2 minutes are nervous system first aid. Take a few deep, calming breaths. Then in the next 2 hours, do something distracting. It needs to be fast and focused, like cleaning out your junk drawer. Finally, over the next 2 days, take a deliberate break from ruminating. Do something just for you that's rewarding or centering, like taking a walk. And tiny steps to joy. Pinpoint small p purpose. We need a sense of meaning to feel fulfilled. Purpose can be found in something as small as reading a book, assures neuroscientist Alex Korb, Ph.D., who promises it's easy to add more layers of meaning to the little things we do every day. If, say, someone you love recommended this book, reading it connects you to them, making it even more meaningful. Ask yourself what's important, and what do I have control over? The point where they intersect is where we find happiness. And take care of simple needs. While having a purpose is vital, we can't forget something even more elemental, a good night's sleep. It's the most effective way to prevent a depressive mood, says Vaughn. If you can simply relax at night, you'll get some of the benefits of restorative sleep. To do that, she advises keeping a notepad by your bed. There's something about being human that makes us want to keep track of worries. We want to know we're going to resolve them. Jotting them down sets the stage for a better day tomorrow. From Woman's World, a podcast, Dig Deep with Everybody Knows Your Name. Cheers co-stars Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson reunite off-screen to share stories from their decades in Hollywood. In their new podcast, they sit down with famous friends for laughs, behind-the-scenes tales, and unexpected insights. Tune in on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to Where Everybody Knows Your Name. From Women's World, this week's best new books. There's two here. First, a twisty mystery when acclaimed author Taylor Jenkins Reid read Best Offer Wins, that's the book title, the debut novel by Marissa Cagino, K-A-S-H-I-N-O. She immediately ranked it as a top book of 2025. The plot follows Margot Miyake, a 37-year-old publicist dreaming of moving out of the apartment she shares with her husband, Ian. After 11 lost bidding wars, she gets a tip about the perfect house before it goes on sale, and she has to have it. But when does ambition cross into dangerous obsession? Best Offer Wins. And then a heart-tugging sci-fi piece. If you're looking for a moving book that reads like romantic literary fiction with a sci-fi twist, the book is Lightbreakers by Aja Gabel, G-A-B-E-L. Artist Maya and quantum physicist Noah are in a happy marriage for the most part. Their heartache? Serena, Noah's child from with his first wife, who passed away. But when Noah is asked to study time travel at a Texas lab, he's thrilled. Meanwhile, Maya heads back to Japan and an ex-lover. A story about facing grief, time, and love. From Breast Health, how early detection and advanced imaging improve breast cancer outcomes. Yearly mammograms and advanced imaging techniques help detect breast cancer early, leading to better treatment options and survival rates. In the U.S., breast cancer remains the most common cancer in women and the second most common cancer cause of cancer death in women. According to the National Cancer Institute, in 2025, approximately 613,950 people will be diagnosed, and 42,170 will die from breast cancer in the U.S. Early detection with screening mammograms remains the most widely studied and most definitively proven method to decrease the risk of dying from breast cancer. Yearly screening mammograms reduce the risk of dying from breast cancer by up to 40%. Plus, when breast cancers are diagnosed early by screening, they're less likely to require aggressive surgeries and chemotherapy than when breast cancers are detected clinically, i.e. by feeling a breast lump or other symptom. What questions should I ask before my mammogram? It's important to have your questions answered. Knowledge of expectations will help you to feel more comfortable with the mammogram appointment. Common questions include, what types of clothes should I wear to my appointment? Answer, typically a two-piece outfit that will allow you to easily remove the top for the mammogram. Is it okay to wear lotions or creams? Answer, avoid deodorant, lotions, and other skin products on your chest and underarm areas. Will it hurt? Answer, there may be discomfort with breast compression during the mammogram. However, most women state that the discomfort is mild and does not persist after the exam. When will I receive the results? Answer, it varies by institution. Typically, it may take up to a week, though some facilities may provide your results on the same day as your appointment. Overview of advanced imaging techniques. In addition to screening mammograms, there are other imaging techniques used to detect breast cancer, such as tomosynthesis, MRI, and ultrasound. Yearly screening mammograms are recommended for all women over age 40. In certain situations, these other imaging tools may be recommended to supplement breast cancer screening in addition to yearly mammograms. These advanced imaging techniques may be used to further evaluate a finding identified on screening mammograms. The tools provide additional information that can help the radiologist determine if the finding is concerning. And how does patient-provider communication pair with advanced imaging to improve outcomes or provide personalized care? Advanced imaging is most helpful when used appropriately. There is no single breast imaging technique that is best for all people in all situations. National guidelines typically categorize the optimal breast imaging recommendations based on individuals' clinical symptoms, age, and breast cancer risk status. If you notice a new breast problem or have questions about your recommended breast cancer screening schedule, please discuss these questions with your healthcare provider as soon as possible. Based on your symptoms, personal health history, age, and other risk factors, you and your healthcare provider can create breast imaging plan that is best suited to your personal situation. From Woman's World, easy ways to avoid sleep sappers. Prevent common insomnia triggers from keeping you up at night. Here's what works. Busy brain? Sip hops tea. The next time your body's tired but your brain is busy making to-do lists, enjoy hops tea before bed. Best known as an ingredient in beer, flowers of the hops plant contain compounds bind to melatonin receptors in the body to quiet racing thoughts. Found a study in phytomedicine, one to try Celebration Herbals Organic Hops Flowers Tea. And that's available on Amazon. Indigestion? Lie on your left side. When heartburn keeps you awake, lie on the left. Stanford scientists say this curbs reflux symptoms by helping meals move more quickly through your digestive system, blocking stomach acid from creeping into your esophagus. Time zone change? Grab a window seat. You can outsmart jet lag by sitting in a sunny window with your morning cuppa at your destination. The bright light helps reset your circadian rhythm so you sleep deeply at night. Sore legs? Grab a pillow. Tucking a pillow or rolled up towel under your knees takes painful pressure off your knee joints and achy legs after a busy day so you can drift off more easily, say British researchers. And a sleep anxiety fix? Anxiously watching the clock triggers your fight or flight response, worsening insomnia. Turning your clock away helps you resist peaking. It's hard to do. Hard to turn the clock away. From Real Simple, tidy up your medicine cabinet. They offer four little techniques. First, move the meds. The rapid temperature changes plus all that shower steam can affect the potency of your pills. Get them out of this poorly named cabinet and store them in a cool, dry place, out of reach of kids and pets. Clean house. Oils, creams, lotions, and potions can leak, so pull everything out and wipe down the bottles and shelves, then toss stuff you never use or anything that's expired. This way, you can start fresh. Add more storage. No offense to the skinny shelves inside, but they're not enough. Stick containers on the inside of the door. Add jars for bits and bobs and slide in tiny risers to maximize every inch of vertical space. And do a regroup. Store like with like. If you want to take things a step further, line up your daily essentials in the order you use them, from a.m. to p.m. Tomorrow, when you're groggy, you can just go on down the line. From Woman's World, reduce dementia risk in minutes. Staying active is known to protect against dementia, but getting the benefits is easier than you think. In a study of nearly 90,000 older adults in the Journal of American Medical Directors Association, engaging in 35 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a week, think brisk walking or cycling, lowered the risk of developing dementia by 60%. Scientists suspect even short bouts of activity prevent brain shrinkage. Sleep more soundly starting tonight. Tired of and from tossing and turning at night? Eating more produce could help. We've already been encouraged to do that for other things. In a University of Chicago investigation, people experienced significantly fewer nighttime sleep disruptions on days they met the recommended intake of 5 servings of fruits and veggies. Previous research suggests the nutrients in fruits and veggies improve sleep quality by calming the nervous system and increasing the sleep hormone melatonin. And nostalgia enhances happiness. Reminiscing about shared experiences may boost well-being. Findings in Frontiers in Psychology suggest. Researchers found that those who frequently felt nostalgic about leisure activities like traveling or spending time with friends had higher levels of life satisfaction than their less nostalgic peers. Experts say reflecting on positive social experiences from the past fosters feelings of connectedness, care, and support. From Real Simple, freshen up your pup's bed. Let sleeping dogs lie on regularly laundered cushions. 1. Be frequent about it, or frequent. Dogs bring some gross stuff into your home on their paws, fur, and boopable snouts. Once inside, those germs can set up camp on Fido's cozy crash pad and lead to allergy issues, skin infections, and even respiratory problems for him and you. So it's important to wash his bed every 1 to 2 weeks, more often if he has allergies or spends most of his time luxuriating in it. 2. Do a special cycle. Check the care label. Most removable covers and inserts can be washed in hot water, at least 130 degrees, while others might call for spot cleaning only. If the pieces are washable, add in dirty doggy blankets and coats, but no human stuff. Choose a gentle cycle and use a fragrance-free hypoallergenic detergent. Scents, harsh chemicals, and dyes can cause skin irritation for your pet. And pause the snoozing. Before you welcome your pup back to his snuggle spot, make sure the cover and insert are totally dry or else mold can grow while the dog naps. You can air dry the items or run them through the dryer on high heat unless the care label says otherwise, which can help eliminate any lingering bacteria. Just let them fully cool down afterward. No hot dogs here. From Woman's World, cash in on clutter. Declutter and make money from things you no longer need. That's what we call a win-win. Here are easy ways to do just that. Cash in on a cracked phone. At ecoatm.com, you'll get a cash offer for your broken phone. A Samsung Galaxy S24 with a cracked screen recently fetched $119. If you accept the offer, take your device to an EcoATM kiosk. List busted electronics. Call computer repair shops for a quote or post your item on ebay.com with "For Parts or Repair" as the headline. Fix-It pros buy broken tablets and other gadgets to reuse their components, often for between $30 to more than $100. And profit from your gold jewelry. Bring broken trinkets to a jeweler or pawn shop for cash on the spot. Offers vary, so compare quotes from three of them before deciding who to sell to. From Good Housekeeping, poblano peppers. Earthier and less sweet than bell peppers, these glossy forest green beauties add subtle background heat to dishes. Marinate, air fry, or simmer them in these quick test kitchen favorites, and they offer three. First, shrimp and passion fruit ceviche. In a bowl, combine 3/4 cup frozen passion fruit pulp, thawed, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lime juice, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Fold in 1 large poblano, which has been seeded and chopped, and 1 small red onion, chopped, along with 1/2 of a serrano chili, thinly sliced. Toss with 1 pound large peeled and deveined cooked shrimp, then 1 small avocado, diced, and 1/2 cup cilantro, roughly chopped. Refrigerate 10 to 30 minutes before serving. Next, poblano salsa. Heat air fryer to 375. In a large bowl, toss 1 large poblano, seeded and chopped into 2-inch pieces, with 1 red onion and 1 vine-ripened tomato, both cut in quarters, 2 cloves garlic, 1 tablespoon olive oil, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. air fry, shaking the basket halfway through until vegetables are tender and slightly charred, 10 to 12 minutes. Transfer to a food processor. Add 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice and 1/4 cup cilantro and pulse until coarsely chopped. Serve, of course, with tortilla chips. Or Fritos. They both work. Black bean bowls. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in medium saucepan on medium. Add 2 cloves garlic, grated, and 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin. Cook, stirring until fragrant, 1 to 2 minutes. Add 2 small poblanos, seeded and chopped, 1 small onion chopped, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Cover and cook, stirring occasionally, until tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Add 1 15.5-ounce can of black beans with liquid and 2 tablespoons water. Simmer, uncovered, until thickened, 12 to 15 minutes. Stir in 1/2 tablespoon distilled white vinegar. Serve over rice with diced avocado. From Woman's World, Measure with Your Heart, Southern cook Hannah Taylor shares recipes at lilyloutay.com, LILYLOUTAY.com. She gives us a sneak peek of her new cookbook with this one, Sloppy James, instead of Sloppy Joe's. This quick fix take on a dinner favorite comes courtesy of Hannah's husband. We need, it makes 4 servings, active time 20 minutes, total time is an hour. 1 small Vidalia onion, 1 small green bell pepper, 2 garlic cloves, 1 jalapeno pepper, 1 15-ounce can of tomato sauce, brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, yellow mustard or Dijon if you're feeling frisky, tomato paste, olive oil, onion powder, garlic salt, ground black pepper, 1 pound of ground beef, their preference is 80% lean, 20% fat, 4 hamburger buns, salted butter at room temperature, that is optional, and 4 slices of cheddar cheese. Finely chop onion, pepper, and garlic. Seed the jalapeno, then chop. In a bowl, combine tomato sauce, 2 spoonfuls of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon each Worcestershire, mustard, tomato paste, and oil. Then sprinkle in a palmful of onion powder and 2 pinches each of garlic salt and pepper until smooth. Obviously, do this for your own taste preference. Taste and adjust the seasoning, and then reserve. Set a large cast iron skillet over medium and add a splash of oil. When the oil is hot, add the vegetables. Cook, stirring often until lightly browned and tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Add ground beef and start breaking it up with your spoon. Keep cooking, stirring, and breaking up meat until meat is cooked through and browned 3 to 5 minutes more. Pour reserved seasoning mixture over meat and bring to a boil, then reduce heat to low so sauce simmers. Cook uncovered, stirring every so often until nice and thick and flavors have come together, 15 to 20 minutes. Taste and see if it needs more of anything your heart tells you. Meanwhile, toast the buns. We like to butter ours, but that's up to you. When the mixture is ready, top each bottom with a big spoonful of the meat mixture, then add a slice of cheddar to each sandwich so they start to melt a bit. Close them up and enjoy the mess of your Sloppy James. From Woman's Day, garlicky shrimp and white bean toasts. Man, we couldn't do anything without garlic today. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 6 cloves garlic thinly sliced divided, 3 sprigs of thyme, 1 lemon, 1 cup canned white beans rinsed, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound large and deveined shrimp, tails removed and butterflied, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1 bay leaf, 1/4 cup dry sherry, 2 cups baby spinach, roughly chopped, 2 tablespoons chopped parsley, 4 slices of bread, well toasted. In a small skillet, heat 2 tablespoons oil, half of garlic, 2 sprigs thyme on medium until garlic begins to sizzle, 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from heat and discard thyme, then grate in 1 teaspoon lemon zest and squeeze in 1 tablespoon lemon juice. Transfer to mini food processor along with beans and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper and puree until smooth, about 30 seconds. Heat remaining 3 tablespoons oil in a large skillet on medium low. Add remaining garlic and cook, stirring often, until golden brown, 4 minutes. Add shrimp, red pepper flakes, bay leaf, and remaining thyme. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt. Increase heat to medium-high and cook, tossing often, 1 minute. Add sherry. Reduce heat to medium-low and cook until shrimp are just opaque throughout, 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from heat, discard bay leaf, and toss with spinach and parsley. Spread bean mixture on toast and top with shrimp and spinach, spooning any pan juices over the top. That's sounds good and looks pretty colorful. Take a mini vacation at home. Get whisked away to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, with a drink inspired by the Gather restaurant and a video of a popular skiing spot. Rosemary Citrus Surprise is our drink we need. This makes 2 servings, by the way. 8 ounces cran cherry juice, 4 ounces sparkling citrus tangerine drink, 1 sprig of fresh rosemary, and 2 ounces of gin. In a small pitcher, mix all ingredients, mashing the rosemary to muddle it. Strain into glasses filled with ice, and this makes 2 servings. And for a virtual tour, Teton Pass. Experience the thrill of backcountry skiing through the iconic Teton Pass with this first-person video. Watch Skiing Teton Pass, posted by Hayden Lynch, Lynch, on YouTube. From Women's World, one step, that's all success takes. Whether yours is a baby step or a giant one, it counts. Whether it's hesitant or confident, planned or improvised, it counts. And whether it's your first step or your next step, it counts. They all add up. And the sooner than you think, you'll be stepping into your beautiful, bright future. Another quickie. Life is an epic journey filled with joys. Sure, there may be some GPS glitches along the way, but the heart always recalculates and points us in the right direction, toward greater bliss. And there are more blessings to be found at the next bend in the road. So, happy travels. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. And Ladies Magazines available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Catch you next time.